那我们早上跟亲爱的弟兄姐妹分享生命中的错看。
This morning, I've shared with you one wrong perception in life.
我们举的圣经，大卫的哥哥以利亚，他对大卫的错看。
We study from the Bible the wrong perspective of Eliab, the eldest brother of David.
谈到自己的没有，往往会错看那个有的人。
And when we have less than others, sometimes we have the wrong perspective of those who have more.
会对人家善意的建议做成错误的错误的思考。
And we make the wrong interpretation of a good and kind words.
错误的解读啊。
And we give the wrong explanation for other people.
让自己没有得到帮助，也伤害了别人。
And as a result, we can't help ourselves, and we might even hurt other people.
那我们下午我们继续来谈一谈生命中的错看。
So this afternoon, I'd like to continue our study of the wrong perspective in life.
从我们早上的信息，我们谈到会有错看是因为我们的没有，我们的不能。
In the morning, I've shared with you that wrong perspective may result from our own lack.
造成我们的骄傲，造成我们的嫉妒。
And that might lead to our pride and jealousy.
这是人的遗憾，也是生命当中不可磨灭的缺点。
That is a human weakness, and it is often a problem in our lives.
怕被人家看不起。
We don't want to be looked down on.
想要出人头地。
We want to be respected and famous.
相信这是从小到大不断灌输在我们每个人心里的一个这个概念。
Ever since we're little, many of us are probably taught to earn respect.
从小就要比人家更好，比人家更强。
We're taught that we ought to be better and stronger than others.
所有的广告商品也都朝这个方向来做宣传。
And in fact, commercials use that as a way to sell their products.
小孩子出生要喝这个奶粉。
Babies need formulas.
所以就有这样的广告。
And so their commercials are like this.
如果选对好奶粉，傣族也会出好笋。
If you choose the right baby formula, your kid will be better.
长大需要补充营养所以有鸡精的广告。
And when your child grows older, they might need nutritional supplements.
于是又有广告这么说，如果选对好鸡精坏铁也会变黄金。
And so there's more commercials that tell you if you choose the right supplements, your child will be smarter and stronger.
到处充满着学什么样的孩子不会变坏，孩子我要你比我更强。
And commercials tell us many ways that our kids may be better and stronger than ourselves.
在这样的观念之下我们都被训练成我要出类拔萃，我要跟人家不同。
And with all these influences around us, we learn that it's only right that we're better and stronger than others.
以免让人家看不起。
Otherwise, people will laugh at us.
倒是很少会跟自己的小孩子勉励说你不要太锋芒毕露，要懂得跟人家合作，很少有这样子的劝导
It's rare that the parents will teach their children not to show off so much and not let others go first.
合群的这个观念总是不如说你要这个得第一名
And people want to be first.
就这样的观念之下造成我们人性很脆弱的一面。
And so that actually shows a weak aspect of our human character.
很怕被人家看不起。
The flip side is that we're afraid to be last. We don't want to be looked down on.
很不堪一击
And we're rather fragile.
曾经有人说我们的信徒很不堪一击。
People have characterized our church members as such.
在外面的工作被老板怎么样修理因为为了人家的饭碗为了自己的饭碗所以忍气吞声。
Many church members do not fight back even if their boss in the workplace pick on them.
但是来到教会就不一样了。
But then when they come to church, they're rather different.
我 我是来听道理的，我是消费者，我有奉献啊。
They say, I come to church as a consumer. I offer to the church and I have my rights.
所以我要受尊重，负责人要排排站，欢迎我，跟我说 Hallelujah.
I should be respected and the board members better welcome me when I come to church.
传道人看到我啊，还要赶快走过来跟我握手。
And the pastor better shakes my hand when he sees me.
让我有一种宾至如归的感觉。
Because I am a guest of the church.
本来这个观念也不是说绝对的不对啊，因为教会就是个家庭啊。
It is not necessarily wrong to expect that because the church is a family.
但是这样子的温暖是应该彼此付出，而不是单方面的领受。
But greetings, is something mutual, not something to be expected one way.
所以很容易啊，造成信徒因为一个眼神、一句话的错误解读啊，他就软弱，就跌倒，就不来。
And if we always expect something of the church, then often we might stop coming just because of one word that is misspoken by someone else or the way someone looks at us.
我曾经听过一个确实的事件哦，因为一块饼干而跌倒人的。
And in fact, something like this did happen. A member did fall in faith due to one piece of biscuit.
某个教会聚完会之后弟兄姐妹一些弟兄姐妹他留下来在这个餐厅他们有一个聊天。
One day after service, a few members stayed behind in the dining room and had some tea and chatted.
那当中有个执事他就接待这些弟兄姐妹又是泡茶又是递饼干的。
And so the deacon of the church played host and he made tea and served some cookies and biscuits.
闲来无事这个执事把这个饼干拿起来，看到大家不好意思拿就饼干拿起来一块一块的分。
And because people were quite polite and no one took any cookies, so the deacon picked up the plate and served each member a piece.
很不幸的，他分到最后一个竟然没有了。
But unfortunately, he ran out by the time he got to the last member.
所以这个执事说对不起哦，没有了。
So the deacon apologized and because he ran out of food.
结果这个弟兄跌倒了。
But that brother who didn't have any food fell.
他觉得很没有面子。
Because he thought that was an insult.
他甚至认为说这个执事公然在弟兄姐妹面前侮辱他，不分饼干给他。
He believed that the deacon did it on purpose to as a way to embarrass him in public.
我们会觉得不可思议，一块饼干跌倒一个人。
You might find it astonishing that someone may fall in their faith just because of one piece of biscuit.
其实如果我们对我们生命当中我们对自己没有正确的看法，
But if we do not have the correct understanding of ourselves，
我们就会转而去追求那个外在的附加价值来提升自己。
Then we will seek our own value from things that we see around us。
你的 income，
Perhaps your income，
你的地位，
From your status and respect， From your job，
这个都是外在的附加价值。
These things are of secondary value.
为的是不让人家看不起我，所以我很拼命的追求这些。
But we work hard for these things so that we would not be looked down upon.
到底这样的态度，这样的心态是否正确啊？
And is that the correct perspective?
主耶稣在世上的时候，
When Jesus was on earth,
他在不在乎人家对他的看法呢？
Did he care what others thought of him?
他在不在乎人家看不起他？
Did he care that people mocked him?
我们利用下午这个时候来谈谈主耶稣他怎么样看自己。
So this afternoon I'd like to study with you Jesus' own perspective on himself.
他周遭的人又怎么样来看耶稣？
And the perspective of the people around him.
而这个生命的错看造成什么样的结果，什么样的损失？
And the result of the wrong perspective.
我们先来看说耶稣在他故乡的情形。
Let's turn to the Bible and study what happened to Jesus in his hometown.
我们请看马可福音的第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
第一节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 1.
马可福音六章一节，耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。二节
，two。
到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说：“这个人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能呢？”三节
，three。
这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。这里谈到、主耶稣、他在他的故乡。
Here we read about Jesus in his hometown.
主耶稣出来传福音。
He had started his mission.
当然他也不会忘记故乡啊。
Of course, he did not forget his hometown.
所以他回到故乡。
So he went returned.
想不到在故乡他被众人给厌弃。
However, people were offended by him, and they did not believe him.
为什么他故乡这些父老、这些乡亲们竟然厌弃耶稣？
Why?
难道耶稣在那边、没有什么表现吗？
Did Jesus not do any work there?
没有讲智慧的话语吗？
Did he not speak wise words?
没有行神迹吗？
Did he not perform miracles?
有啊。
He did all those.
照这些人所说的、这些人的稀奇给耶稣是什么样的智慧所、做的是何等的异能啊。
This passage tells us that the people were amazed at the things he did and his wisdom.
我们经常说、如果我们的教会能多有一些神迹奇事，那我们教会一定很兴旺。
Many people in church often believe that if there are more miracles and signs in our church today, then the church work will surely prosper.
我们的弟兄姐妹啊，应该会更热心啊。
And our members will surely become more zealous with more signs and miracles.
小弟去年才从台湾来。
I've just came to the United States from Taiwan.
到任何的教会去，弟兄姐妹啊，总是啊。对神迹奇事的见证最有兴趣的。
And I've observed that the members here are very interested in hearing testimonies of signs and miracles.
教会的、负责人也一再的希望说、多讲一些神迹奇事的见证。
Even some church board members have asked me to share testimonies of signs and miracles.
但是让小弟想到这个经节。
It reminds me of this passage, actually.
耶稣不是行了神迹奇事吗？
Didn't Jesus perform signs and miracles?
耶稣不是讲了智慧的话语吗？
Didn't he speak words of wisdom?
他为什么还会被厌弃呢？
But why were they still offended at him?
因为当时他家乡的人不以他所行的异能以及他智慧的话语来做评论。
It was because the people rejected the miracles and signs that he performed.
来看待他，而是以过去的主观经验、过去的成见来看耶稣。
Instead, they judge Jesus from their own preconception.
他的兄弟姐妹、不是在我们当中吗？
Isn't this man's brother and sister still with us?
不是，他不是木匠吗？
Isn't he a carpenter?
他怎么会有这些事呢？
How can he do such things?
所以就厌弃耶稣。
And so they took offense at him.
因为耶稣的背景。
Because of his background.
没有显赫的背景。
He was not a famous man.
没有那些、功成名就的兄弟姐妹。
His brothers and sisters were not accomplished.
所以当时的拿撒勒人、就厌弃了耶稣。
So the people in Nazareth did not believe him.
今天我们会不会也会像当时拿撒勒人一样对耶稣有所错看。
And today, do we have the wrong perspective of Jesus just as the Nazarene did?
对神的旨意有所错看。
Do we have the wrong perspective on the will of God?
对侍奉的人有所错看。
Do we have the wrong perspective on the people who serve God?
甚至对自己有所错看。
Or do we have the wrong perspective on ourselves?
值得我们去思考。我们是看神还是看外在附加的条件。
Do we look toward God or do we look toward superficial appearances?
我们是看这个工人还是看他的附加这个价值啊？
Do we look at the worker himself or do we see things that he owns or things that are on him?
再来， 不但是拿撒勒人厌弃耶稣啊。
Not only did the Nazarenes forsake Jesus.
耶稣的啊门徒里面还有人厌弃耶稣。
Even Jesus' own disciples were offended by him.
我们来看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
四十五节。
John chapter 1 verse 45.
我们从四十三节来看。
Let's start reading from verse 43.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”四十四节。
44.
这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈。彼得同城四十五节。
45.
腓力找着拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见的就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”四十六节。
46.
拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？”腓力说：“你来看。”这里呀、啊，记载说，当耶稣啊选召了腓力之后。
After Jesus called Philip to be a disciple,
腓力啊，满怀着兴奋之情，要把这大好的信息赶快跟他的朋友说。
Philip was so excited, and he wanted to share the good news with his good friend Nathaniel.
所以他找到拿但业。
So he went to find him.
对拿但业说啊，说摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。
And he said, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law."
啊，可见呐、啊。拿但业啊，跟腓力一样，都是啊，仰望等候救世主的人。
So Nathaniel must have also been waiting for the one that was written about by the prophet and Moses.
想必听到腓力这么一说啊，他一定啊高兴的快跳起来，真的、啊、找到了，
and、
来了。
Philip probably expected Nathaniel to be excited as he was.
但是当腓力接下去说
，But then Nathaniel replied，
说那一位啊，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Oh, but Philip continued saying, "This the one we found is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
拿但业一听啊，这个人呐、啊，心里沉下去的。
And Nathaniel was very disappointed by that.
我还以为你说啊，哪个啊，这个出身。这个名门贵族的人啊
He must have thought it was someone famous.
竟然说啊，是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
But it turned out to be, the son of Joseph, Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒还能出什么好东西吗
？Can any good thing good come from Nazareth?
拿但业他的毛病啊，就跟主耶稣家乡的人差不多啊。
And at this point, Nathaniel was no better than the Nazarenes themselves.
不同的是，他的成见啊是以地方来做区别啊。
Except he judged Jesus by where he came from.
拿撒勒能出什么
？What good can come from Nazareth?
拿撒勒是一个小地方。
Nazareth was a small town.
啊，也不是大城市。
It was not nowhere famous.
也不是文化古都。
It does not have any culture.
啊，倒是很多啊啊这种。亡命之徒啊啊，落脚之处啊。
It was a place for criminals and refugees.
我们相信呢、啊，在我们的心目中也有一些啊用区域来划分的成见。
Today we also have our preconceptions of different places.
小弟记得有一次啊，看到一部电影啊。
Once I watched a movie.
那电影的啊这个主角啊啊，捶着一部电脑大喊说 ：“Made in Taiwan.”
And the character was yelling at the computer, saying "Made in Taiwan."
意思就是说台湾制造的烂东西呀。
And the assumption is that things that are made in Taiwan are garbage.
我想啊，现在可能要换另外一个地方了。
And perhaps it's a different place today.
我们都有这样的成见。
People have an idea of what they think a place is like.
比如说。请问啊，你住在哪里？你是哪里的人啊
？You ask people where they're from.
啊，我是哪一省的
？You may say I come from this certain province or certain state.
啊，我住在啊啊那个比佛利山庄。
Or I live in Beverly Hills.
哦， 了不起。
And you would be, you would be very, you would be impressed by where people if they live in Beverly Hills.
问说你是哪里人啊？
But if you ask the same question,
住哪边啊？
Someone else.
啊，我住啊，啊，纽约的布鲁克林。
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
当然不是所有的都不好了，还是总是比不上比利佛山庄啊。
And Brooklyn is certainly not as impressive as Beverly Hills.
啊，我们都有这样的成见啊。
We have our values, and we put and we have preconceptions.
用区域、用地方来做，哦，做对人的看法。
And we judge someone simply based on where they come from.
拿大聂就是这样子。
That's what Nathaniel did.
啊，我们刚刚讲拿撒勒的人厌弃耶稣。
The Nazarenes, were offended by Jesus.
结果耶稣就不在那边。在行任何神迹，讲任何话，他就走了。
And after that, Jesus did not perform any more miracles and did not speak to them anymore in Nazareth.
对拿撒勒人的损失是什么？
And how much did they lose?
听不到智慧的言语。
They no longer had the word of God with them.
看不到耶稣所行的神迹而得到帮助。
They no longer saw the power of Jesus in his miracles.
甚至没办法进一步认识他就是救世主啊。
And they lost the chance to know that Jesus is their savior.
失去了救恩的机会。
They lost the chance at salvation.
何等的可惜啊。
How tragic is that?
拿大聂他的错看啊。差一点让他当不了使徒啊。
And Nathaniel almost missed his chance to be a disciple of Christ because of his preconceptions.
还好耶稣啊跟他不同啊。
But at least Jesus did not behave as he did.
耶稣不会说，哦，你这个拿大聂，你这么看不起我，算了。
Jesus was not offended by Nathaniel.
耶稣却说，他是个真以色列人。
Instead, Jesus called Nathaniel a true Israelite.
拿大聂认识了耶稣。
And he gave Nathaniel a chance to know him better.
拿大聂成为使徒啊。
And Nathaniel became an apostle later on.
所以，生命中的错看。如果只是对个人对别人造成损失伤害，那是事情还小啊。
It is not as bad if we only hurt ourselves and other people due to our wrong perspectives.
如果我们的错看是关于我们得救，关于到神的荣耀，那就不得了啦。
But if we lose the chance at salvation and if we miss the glory of God because of our wrong perspective, that is a big problem.
我们从这里我们看到主耶稣不在乎啊。
Jesus did not care what Nathaniel said about him.
主耶稣不会因着人家对他的错看，对他的轻看而停止他的工作。
Jesus did not stop working when people have misconceptions of him.
而放弃他的拣选了。
Jesus still chose who he wanted to choose.
再来，对于神的能力，有时候我们也会有所错看。
We also have the wrong perspective sometimes of God's power.
我们来看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's read John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 1.
六章一节，这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比里亚海。二节
，two，
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。三节
，three，
耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。四节
，four，
那时犹太人的逾越节近了。五节
，five，
耶稣举目看见许多人来呀，就对腓力说。我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？六节
，six，
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道怎么样行。七节
，seven，
腓力回答说啊，就是二十两银子的饼啊，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。八节
，eight，
有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说，九节。
Nine.
在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？我们跳过来看十三节。
Skip to verse 13.
十三节，他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。这里呀、 记载着耶稣啊给五千人吃饱。
This is how Jesus fed 5,000.
好，第十节那边啊有说众人就坐下，数目约有五千呢。
In verse 10, it tells us exactly there were 5,000 men.
好，耶稣啊啊到了加利利啊，很多人跟随他。
Many people have followed Jesus.
好，那啊耶稣看到他们啊啊从早到晚啊听他们。
They have been listening to him from morning until the evening.
哦，太阳已经快下山了。
The sun was about to set.
啊，其他的啊，这个福音书记载啊，门徒就来建议啊。
And in other gospel books, we read that the disciples came to Jesus and suggested.
啊，请耶稣啊啊解散了众人啊，好让众人各往附近的村庄去买吃的。
They suggested that Jesus disperse the crowd so that they could go into the village to buy food.
啊，因为那个地方是野地啊。
Because they were sitting in the wilderness.
哦，但是耶稣啊啊却对他们说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
But Jesus said, "Let them eat."
好。在这里记载，耶稣问腓力。
So in the book of John, Jesus asked Philip.
所以腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃呢？”
Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
啊，腓力啊，哎，他啊，这个用他的眼光啊啊一扫，心里一盘算，就是20两个银子，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够。
And Philip took a mental count.And figure that even 8 months' wages would not be enough to feed 5,000.
20两的银子.
It was 200 denarii.
耶稣啊，啊是30两银子被卖掉了。
Remember, Jesus was sold by with 300 denarii.
二十两银子啊是犹太人一年的工资，所以啊不三十两啊，所以二十两等于八个月。
So it was about 8 months' wages.
我们想想八个月的薪水去买饼，我们如果今天、用你八个月的薪水去买麦当劳， 那也不少了。
How many hamburger can you buy with your 8 months wage today?
但问题啊，五千人呢。
But still there were 5,000.
圣经记载那只不过是男丁啊，妇女跟小孩还
没算。 Remember these were 5,000 men. They did not include women and children.
算下去啊，将近万人啊。
You would imagine there could be over 10,000 people there.
要怎么样让这些人吃饱？
How could he feed all of them?
就算有二十两的银子可以去买。
Even if you had the money to buy food.
哪一个商店能够在短暂的时间之内准备将近万份的这个食物啊来给他们？
Where would you go to buy food for 10,000?
没有这样的商店啊。
It's not possible.
更何况他们在野地啊。
And they were in the wilderness.
啊，连买也买不到。
There were no store around.
啊，所以这个腓力啊，他回答耶稣。
So Philip answered.
啊，就算是有20两银子的饼啊，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
8 months wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite.
后来啊，来了一个安德烈啊，找到一个愿意奉献5个饼2条鱼的小孩子。
But Andrew found a boy who wanted to offer 5 loaves and 2 fish.
啊，他有5个大麦饼2条鱼哈。
He had 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish.
啊，我们要说大麦饼其实是大的麦饼啊，不是大的麦饼，是大麦的饼了哈。啊，不一样哦，大的麦饼跟大麦的饼那是不同啊。
它是哪一个？
啊，它是大麦的饼。
So it was five loaves made of barley or wheat.
是大麦做的饼，小孩子吃的能有多大呢
？But imagine how big could the bread have been because the boy was supposed to eat it for him, but the boy had the food for himself.
两条鱼啊，两个小鱼干呢、
Two small fish, probably and very small.
所以难怪啊，难怪这个安德烈会说啊，只是分给这许多的人还算什么、
So Andrew, of course, Andrew said, "How far will the food go?"
这两个门徒不是没有看过耶稣行神迹啊。
These two disciples had already witnessed Jesus' power.
哦，之前呢、耶稣啊，啊，让啊、这个哦，行了很多神迹啊。
Jesus had already performed many miracles before this.
哦，这门徒都亲眼 看到。
They saw it with their own eyes.
平静风和海。
Jesus had already calmed the storm.
医治大臣的儿子。
He had healed the son of a nobleman.
一号三十八年的这个病人。
He had healed one who was sick for 38 years.
他们都有看到。
They witnessed all of these.
他们也相信耶稣有能力。
And so they believed Jesus had power.
但是今天面对这么大的一个难题啊。
But this was different. This was something very difficult.
没有错的，耶稣啊，你是有能力，我们承认，我们也相信。
They confess and believe that Jesus had God's power.
但是今天这个 trouble 太大了，我看啊，您也帮不上忙。
But this is trouble. This is too much trouble even for Jesus.
我们有时候也会这样来错看耶稣耶。
This is something that we think sometimes too.
我相信啊，我们弟兄姐妹在遇到困难的时候，也都懂得要祷告啊。
I'm sure we know that we should kneel down and pray to God when we have trouble.
那也没有人啊会怀疑说啊神的慈爱的。
I'm sure you don't doubt that God loves you.
也没有人会怀疑啊神的能力的。
And you do not doubt that God has the power to help you.
那为什么我们的祷告都没有蒙神垂听
？So why is it that God doesn't answer our prayer?
有可能我们跟这时候的腓力、安德烈一样。还算什么呢
？Perhaps we believe just as Philip and Andrew did.
对啦，我们听很多见证了。
We have heard many testimonies.
啊，耶稣啊，这个啊，医治了某某人，某某人，某某人。
Jesus did this. Jesus did that.
啊，耶稣帮助了谁谁谁。
Jesus helped this person and that person.
啊，我都晓得，我也都相信。
I know. I believe.
但是我的问题那么大，耶稣能吗？
But my problem is so great. Can Jesus help me?
啊，某某人啊，他什么病蒙耶稣医治。
I've heard someone who, Jesus healed.
啊，我的是癌症，而且是综合的癌啊，不是只有一种啊。
But I have cancer on different parts of my body.
耶稣能吗
？Can Jesus help me?
他能医治吗
？Can he heal me?
我们就和这个腓力、安德烈一样。
Sometimes we're just like Philip and Andrew.
我们对神的能力有所错看。
We have the wrong perspective on God's power.
我们轻看主的能力。
We look down on His power, in fact.
以至于我们没有办法全心全意的交托。
So we cannot completely rely on Him with all our heart.
让神没有机会来施展他的能力。
So God would not show His power on us.
没办法来硬币我们的软弱。
He would not cover our weaknesses.
好，再来，当主耶稣啊。为了成全救恩而走上十字架道路的时候
，And when Jesus was walking toward the cross，
在希律王的面前
，When he stood before King Herod，
接受审判
，It was to be judged。
我们来看这一段，路加福音二十三章
，Turn to Luke chapter 23。
第八节
，Luke chapter 23 verse 8。
二十三章八节，希律看见耶稣就很欢喜，因为听见过他的事已久，久已想要见他，并且指望看他行一件神迹。九节
，Nine。
于是问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。十节
，Ten。
祭司长和文士都站着极力的告他。十一节
，eleven，
希律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽衣服，把他送回比拉多那里去了。这里记载说比拉多把审判耶稣这个烫手山芋丢给希律王啊。
And Pilate had tossed Jesus as a hot potato over to Herod.
当时这个加巴勒斯坦地是罗马他们的殖民地。
In that time, the land of Palestine was under Roman rule.
根据当时这个罗马它的统治一些比较听话的地区就归元老院管。
And the Roman Empire allowed some of the regions to be independent.
然后就设立省长。
They set a governor to rule over them.
一些比较不安定的、容易叛乱的地区归皇帝直接统这个管辖。
But the emperor remained control on some of the regions that were rebellious.
就派巡抚。
So they would send another commander there.
虽然当时这个巴勒斯坦地有分封的王这个希律
And the land of Palestine had an appointed king.
那但是还是有中央直属的长官巡抚比拉多来统筹一切。
But Pilate was sent directly from the emperor to rule over them.
所谓的强龙不压地头蛇，所以想必比拉多这个巡抚跟疯疯王希律，当然是水火不合。
And I'm sure Pilate and Herod fought over power over the land.
两个人明争暗斗，想必已久。
I'm sure there was a lot of politicking between them.
好不容易有一个这个烫手的山芋，当然也会想到这个。
So Jesus was a very difficult case, so Pilate was glad to send him over to Herod. And give Herod some trouble.
所以比拉多把这个耶稣送到希律那边去。So
Pilate sent Jesus over to Herod.
表面上很恭敬，他说看看希律怎么样来定罪。It
appears as though he was respecting Herod.
希律啊。 老早就想要见耶稣。And
Herod wanted to see Jesus for a long time.
因为听到耶稣很多关于耶稣的这个事情。Because
he had heard many things about Jesus.
行神迹奇事。
About his miracles.
所以好早就想要见他了。And
he wanted to see him for himself.
今天既然有这样的机会，当然不会放过了。So
he was glad that he had this opportunity.
最重要的就是想要看一看耶稣。
More importantly, he wanted to see Jesus perform some miracle to amuse him.
问了耶稣很多的话,
and he asked him many things.
想不到耶稣很不捧场,
but Jesus did not say a word.
不但不行神迹, 连一句话都不说,
Jesus refused to comply.
加上旁边这些嫉妒耶稣的民间的祭司长、文士站着极力的告耶稣。
At the same time, the chief priests and the teachers were standing accusing Jesus.
耶稣一句话都没有回答。
But Jesus was silent.
圣经上这里说，希律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他。And
the Bible tells us then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him.
我还以为是何方神圣呢，原来是个哑巴。I
thought Jesus was someone great, but he couldn't even speak.
是个傻瓜，那么多人在告他，也不会为自己讲几句话。He
is a fool. He doesn't even know how to answer his accusers.
我看有关耶稣的传闻都是骗人的，都是捏造的吧。He
probably thought to himself that all the things that he heard about Jesus was made up stories.
想想看，耶稣他能不能在这个时候行个神迹呀？
Do you think Jesus could have performed a miracle?
他当然有能力。He
had the power to.
那为什么他不要？
But why didn't he?
如果他在这个时候行神迹的话，
If he performed a great miracle at this time,
这个希律王想必心服口服。King
Herod would have believed him on the spot.
说不定还出面来替他做保。Maybe
King Herod would have released him on the spot.
奉他为上宾。Maybe
King Herod would have respected him and made him the king.
他怎么会藐视他，戏弄他呢？
But and he would not have mocked and ridiculed Jesus.
但问题是，如果耶稣在那个时候满足希律的好奇而行了神迹。But
the problem is, if Jesus had performed a miracle just to satisfy Herod's curiosity,
那十字架这条路要怎么再走下去？How
could he continue on to the cross?
那神的救恩要怎么样完成？How
could he have accomplished God's salvation?
耶稣不在乎人家戏弄他。
Jesus didn't care about the mockery and the ridicule.
他一言不答,
he did not answer.
他愿神的旨意成全在他身上,
he was willing to let God's will be done.
他愿意去饮尽那个十字架的苦杯啊,
he was willing to drink the bitter cup of the cross.
因为他不看自己过于神,
because he did not see himself above God.
当他在十字架上,
when he was on the cross,
同样的情形又发生,
the same something similar happened again.
我们来看马太福音27章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音27章的38节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 38.
38节，当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。39节，从那里经过的人讥笑他，摇着头说：“是时节，你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。” 你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。四十一节。
41。
祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他说。四十二节。
42。
他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。四十三节。
43。
他倚靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说啊，我是神的儿子。44节。
44。
和他那和他同定的强盗也是这样的讥笑他。这里谈到说耶稣钉在十字架的时候受到众人的讥笑。
Everyone mocked Jesus when he was on the cross.
从下面经过人笑耶稣。
From the passerby.
向他摇头。
They shook head at him.
你不是说这个西律建造了40多年的圣殿你拆毁后3天又可以重建吗？
Didn't you say you're going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days?
你真的那么行的话，你可以救自己啊。
If you're so great, then save yourself.
你说你自己是神的儿子。
You call yourself the son of God.
那你从十字架上下来
啊。Come down from the cross.
当时的祭司长、文士、长老同样的这样戏弄。
Even the chief priests and the teachers of law and elders said the same thing.
这个人说他是耶稣，是基督，自己救别人却不能救自己。
This man calls himself the savior, and he can't even save himself.
他从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
If he comes down now from the cross, we will believe him.
如果神真的喜悦他的话，神就会来救他嘛。
If God is pleased with him, God will surely save him.
这些人笑他不打紧。
And these not only did these men mock him,
就跟他跟耶稣一起钉十字架的这些罪大恶极的强盗，同样笑耶稣。
Even the convicted felons, the robbers also also heap insults on him.
耶稣到底能不能跳下来？
Do you think Jesus could come down from the cross?
那当然有啊。
Of course.
他当然可以下来。
He could have come down easily.
但是他如果跳下来
，But if he had,
那十字架的救恩谁来完成呢
？Who was going to accomplish God's salvation on the cross？
没有人能够替耶稣完成啊。
No one else could have done it except for Jesus。
因为唯有耶稣，他是没有罪的人代替我们呐。
Because only Jesus was without sin, and only he could take our place。
这一条苦路，这一杯苦杯。唯有他才能喝。
Only he could drink the bitter cup.
唯有他才能完成十字架的救恩。
Only he could be on the cross.
他不能下来。
He could not come down.
他不能退席啊。
He would not choose to come down.
就算再大的羞辱，他也要承受。
He would endure any insult.
耶稣不在乎这些。
Jesus did not care about the insults.
他在乎的是完成神的救恩。
He cared about finishing God's work.
以天父的旨意为他的旨意。
And God's will became His will.
愿神的旨意成全啊。
May God's will be done.
今天我们都蒙受神的救恩啊。
Today we all have received the salvation of God.
如果当日耶稣啊，他为了面子问题啊，他说我不玩啊，那我们今天还能得救啊？
Imagine if Jesus said enough, I've had this, I've had it. Can we be saved today?
耶稣为我们牺牲这么多啊。
He has given so much for us.
耶稣理智面子都不要了。
Jesus had gave everything and his own dignity.
他是荣耀的神，道成肉身来到世上。
He was the God of glory and he chose to be born among men.
他离开荣耀的宝座。
He left his throne of glory.
成为人的样式。
He took the form of a man.
变成为罪人的样式。
The form of a sinner.
钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
受咒诅。
And he was cursed.
被轻视。
He was mocked. He was insulted.
为了什么？
For what?
为了我们。
For us.
那今天我们在侍奉神。
So today when we serve God.
我们在信耶稣啊。
If we claim to believe in Jesus.
我们怎么能够因为人家对我们的错看，我们就愤愤不平，我们就放弃侍奉？
How can we give up our service and become indignant if other people misunderstand us?
我们就离开教会，我们就离开信仰，离开那个爱我们的耶稣。
How can we depart from the church and forsake Jesus and forsake His love?
我们怎么能够如此啊？
How can we be?
求主耶稣让我们明白啊。
May Jesus help us understand.
耶稣有多爱我们？
How much He loves us.
我们有多爱耶稣啊？
And how much do we love Jesus?
刚刚 黄传道讲到说讲台的信息。讲台的信息。
Pastor Huang had delivered a message of the pulpit.
讲台的信息只是要让我们弟兄姐妹知道神的标准和我们目前的状况差多远啊。
The message from the pulpit only serves to show us how far away we are still from God's standard.
没有人能替我们悔改。
No one can repent for ourselves, for us.
没有人能替我们改变。
No one can change us.
唯有我们自己。
Only if we want to change.
当我们知道神的标准跟我目前信仰的情况、服事的态度差距有多远的时候，
When we compare our own faith and our attitude and service to where God wants us to be,
希望我们都能够被主的爱所感动。
Then may we all be compelled by His love.
我们拾回那个失落的爱心。
Let us rediscover our first love.
重回侍奉的岗位
and return to our role to serve God.
重回信仰的岗位
and return to our life of faith.
不要忘了离开本位，不守本位的天使就成为魔鬼。
Because if we depart from the role God has given us, we are like the angels who have fallen into hell to become the devil.
天使是服侍神的，天使是荣耀的，是好的，是光明的。
God created angels to serve, and they are good spirits.
离开神呢？
But angels who departed from God,
离开侍奉的本位呢？
Angels who departed from the role of service,
成为魔鬼啊，
became the devil.
今天我们都在服侍神，我们都在信仰的岗位上，各司其职。
Today, each of us has a job to serve God.
我们不能离开岗位。
Do not leave that job.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们生命中不再有错看。
So that we no longer have any wrong perspective.
不错看别人，不错看自己。
May we have the right perspective on other people and on ourselves.
更不错看那救我们的耶稣。
And may we always have the right perspective on Jesus who saves us.